Come in. My office hours are almost finished, but what can I help you with? Huh? Oh, it's you. Hi. I wasn't expecting you today. Sorry, I didn't look up from what I was grading. Come in, yeah. I'll just get some of these papers out of the way. There we go. I know, it's cramped in here. You should see it during midterms. Now, how is my favorite graduate student? You're looking well today. Is that a new cape? Yeah, it brings out the color of your eyes. Pull up a chair, goodness. If I had any brandy left in my desk, I would offer you a cup. But I drank it all grading papers last night. Don't tell anyone. Oh, what would we be celebrating? Your thesis on crucial war magic. It was outstanding. No, really, I won't tolerate any false modesty. It was persuasive without a point of view, it was easy to read, and you explained the topic respectfully while still expanding on it. You should be proud. Oh, I should start putting doctor in front of your name now. Yeah? Oh, aren't you bold? Like you usually are. I wish I could be on the examination panel when you have to defend your thesis. Just so I could see the expression on our professor's face. It would be incredible. The professor? Yeah, I asked if I could be on the panel. She said no research assistants. Typical. I guess it's for the best. It's no secret that we've grown closer this year. I wouldn't want anyone to claim you got your doctorate because of favoritism. But I'm still excited for your dissertation. You're gonna do great. How great are you gonna do? Well, I can't weigh in on what your odds of success are. But everyone at the university knows how hard you've been working. I heard freshmen refer to you as a permanent fixture in the library, but take it as a compliment. They'll be you in a few years, if they're lucky. Why does it matter if you're known for being a hard worker? It's a bit of a secret among educators. If you have a student that is gifted and doesn't work hard, and a student who works hard but isn't gifted, they'll wind up with similar grades. And, of course, they won't compare to a gifted pupil who works hard. But of the two, a gifted person who will coast or someone who works hard, teachers always prefer the hard worker. Of course. You admire someone for trying more than you admire their accomplishments. Is that why I like you? Of course that's why I like you. You've always been a pleasure to have in class. At least the one class the professor lets me teach. Yeah, fundamental enchantments. I always feel relieved when I see your hand go up. It's something familiar when I'm looking out into a lecture hall filled with strangers. And I like the way your handwriting looks. Your papers are my favorite to grade. I'm not blushing. What is with you today? I was not staring at you this morning. Why are you so arrogant today? Yes, you are. You're very cocky. I'm in denial. That's not fair. We talked about this. Well, I can't be in denial if it's been addressed. Yes, we did talk about it. After the last function, and I had too much wine, you helped me back to my room. And then we talked about it at my door. No, I haven't changed my mind. If our professor knew we were together, you know what a tyrant she can be. If she found out I was making moon eyes at one of her graduate students, I'd get in trouble? No, I would just be gone. Yeah, off campus. Forever. You think the professor is jealous? No, I'm not denying that. You could very well be right. But it doesn't change anything. It just makes it sadder. Look, we're doing good work here. And we're at the forefront. Magic, necromancy, music, the new empress. Everything is changing, improving. There's never been a more exciting time to be alive. And we get to be the people that push forward. I mean, yeah, we have to write everything down afterwards. But we're increasing the limits of human knowledge. That should be enough. I don't need a lover. I need to keep researching and discovering. Maybe you should go. I didn't want to get into this with you. I had to get myself drunk to talk about it last time. I know we've been dancing around each other. You felt my hand linger on yours when I hand back your homework, and I've seen the way you smile at me when you bring up a finished test. And it's not just because you know you did great. We've had 1,000 glances between us that are just a little too long. And I felt every one of them. I have stayed up late at night thinking about each and every one, going over them in my mind. Yeah, I have thought about it a lot. Haven't you? What if you started dating someone else? I've thought about that too. But I'm no dummy. I wouldn't ask you to wait around for me. Or to deny yourself what could be a very fulfilling relationship. I can't ask you to wait. When could we be together? After your dissertation. Once you've got yourself a doctorate, things will be different. Our professor couldn't object then, no matter how jealous she might be. Everyone knows you're a few years away from running this school. And if our professor is jealous, she's jealous of all your potential. And you should be careful about that. Not everyone wants to be your friend when you're brilliant and successful. Look, your thesis is finished, so you'll be defending soon, right? Maybe next semester? We could go on a date after. You have even more questions than usual today. No, I'm not joking. I have never wanted to ask you to wait for me. That feels too entitled. You're your own person. I don't want to put you on a schedule or make you circle dates on a calendar. That doesn't feel fair or romantic, if I'm being honest. Yeah, you think this is romantic? These evenings when you come into my office when my hours are done and we don't even talk about school. You have strange taste. It's true. It's dusty in here. I would take you somewhere really nice for our first date. A fancy bakery, or I'd pack a beautiful picnic. Like they do in the capital. All right. I did think it was romantic when you couldn't do that fire incantation. I was so flattered that you came to me. You were a little embarrassed. It was so cute. Yeah, we stayed up late then too. But I got to position your fingers and be close to you. And when you finally got it, we went for coffee and a walk. It was tantamount to a date, similar in effect and quality. This isn't easy to talk about, but I hope that clears things up. It's late, and I don't want to do anything I'd regret. I really think you should leave. You have something to show me? Okay. What is this? A love poem won't change my mind. This is a doctorate. This is your doctorate. You defended your thesis. You. Today? You're a doctor now. Oh my gosh. You absolute sneak. You made me spill my guts with your doctorate in your pocket this entire time. Oh, I could jump across this desk and throttle you. How dare you make me so emotional? I could kill you. Our professor can't do anything now. I wasn't expecting this. I don't have a plan. I don't have a date ready. I was going to write you a letter and list all the reasons you should go out with me. What? Why are you leaning forward? Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh my god. Right. No plan. Okay, I can do that. I can't believe this is happening. Am I dreaming? You have to tell me if I'm dreaming. That's a rule. Yes it is. I got my minor in dream interpretation. Okay, come on. We're going to celebrate, Doctor. Yeah, you should be proud. It's not every day you get a doctorate and a girlfriend who's crazy about you. Come on. We've waited long enough, don't you think?